Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There are just three more tribal genealogies recorded. 1 Chronicles 7, verses 14 to 40. Before we focus on two competing power centers, the rejection of Saul's line and the selection of David's house. First, however, we notice that not only Dan, but also Zebulun has gone missing. We've seen Dan rejecting the allotment given by God near Jerusalem and going as far north as possible, institutionalizing idolatry and removing themselves from his blessing. Zebulun and Naphtali were referred to as, quote, Galilee of the Gentiles, Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2. Do we read nothing of Zebulun, and next to nothing of Naphtali, because they had been absorbed into the Gentile culture in Galilee? And yet, of all the locations that God could have selected for his son to be raised and to minister, this was it. Quote, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Matthew 4, verses 14 to 16. Now Manasseh and Ephraim, Joseph's double blessing, are listed. And other than the renowned Joshua, 1 Chronicles 7, verse 27, the exciting stories aren't about sons. In Manasseh, we find the groundbreaking daughters of Zelophehad, verse 15, who provided the precedent case for Israel's women to inherit land, Numbers 27. And Ephraim's sons, who turned to cattle rustling, were all killed as a result, 1 Chronicles 7, 21. But he had a remarkable daughter, quote, Shirah, who built lower and upper Beth Horon and Uz and Shirah, verse 24. That's some accomplishment. Finally, we read of some good men too, from Asher, quote, choice men, mighty men of valor, chief leaders, verse 40. Oh, for more choice women and men today.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.